morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Thank you for listening to this podcast, this Morning Connection podcast, making it part of your daily discipline, your morning ritual. Thank you for all the different places on the internet, all the different podcasts, blogs, websites. You're taking the time to listen to me. I appreciate that. I'm flattered by that. It's a job I take very seriously. I will not let you down. Here we are at another Morning Connection podcast. Have quite the streak going. And again, congratulations for you for investing this time, sharpening the saw to think about your life, where you really want to be, and then thinking about all the thoughts and then all the actions you take and you don't take to get to that place that you really want. You know, blocking out the rest of the world, all the different challenges, responsibilities, all the fun things you can be doing, or, you know, maybe those enjoyable short-term pleasurable things, you're blocking those all out to invest this time in yourself and your life. That's awesome. Hey, thanks so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my bodybuilding supplement, sports nutrition line. Hey, that's how, that's my business. That's where I put my time. And this is a way for you to get a chance to get to know the person who make sure Mass Machine Nutrition supplements, the kind of person that would put on this type of podcast, my way of thinking. In addition to all the things that I've learned over these years when it comes to bodybuilding, training, leadership, you know, just about life, I love sharing my thoughts with you. I love connecting with you in this manner. I love all the emails that you're sending me, how you're benefiting from these podcasts. Hell, all the emails, how my ebooks or my Results University package or my Man Formation program, how much that's helping you. I appreciate those emails, all the likes and shares on Facebook, helping me spread the message of this great place that we have to sharpen the saw, to think about our life, to think about where we're going. You're helping me spread the word. I appreciate that. And again, when I set this microphone down after this podcast, that's when I get to go to work. You know, that's where the work really starts, the pressure, you know, really doing what it takes to provide you with, the highest quality supplements on the market. That's when it starts, when this microphone gets set down. That's my business. And I really appreciate you supporting my efforts with Mass Machine Nutrition and reciprocating all this effort that I'm putting in to you. So let's go on to our daily ritual, our daily discipline that we do every single morning for this Morning Connection podcast. What's that one thing that you did yesterday that really even impressed you? With all your high standards, with all these expectations that you have, whether you have good days, bad days, or some days that are somewhere in between, there's always that one thing that you do that you step, you know, outside of your comfort zone and you push yourself a little bit further than you normally would. And maybe not further than you ever have in your life, but for that day, you stretched yourself a little bit further. What was that one thing that you did? It's really important to always kind of know when you're growing and pushing yourself and take notice. You don't want somebody to say, wow, you've been really improving. I noticed that. Man, you're really disciplined. Oh, really? You know, you don't want somebody to have to tell you when you're pushing yourself and you're improving. And then that's the time that you start appreciating. And you want to be able to, you know, be self-reliant. Depend on yourself for all the indicators and all the signals that you're moving in the right direction. You want to do it yourself. And thinking about this every single day will help you do that. What was the one thing yesterday that was that cool moment for you? That, hey, life is really cool. You know, it's not necessarily an accomplishment, but I don't know, maybe you had family time, or maybe you were watching college football. I don't know. Whatever it was that you thought life was cool. Are you taking those things in? I'm getting a lot of emails now where people know at the moment that they're having that cool moment, that that's it. And that's a great mental conditioning when you can start identifying those cool moments as they're happening, not when life gets tough and you remember back, you know, that was kind of cool when all that happened or this happened. Boy, I really wish I had those times back. right? You want to appreciate the good times and all those cool moments when they're happening, right? As much as you can. Build that momentum, all those great thoughts, positive action going forward. And then what's that thing in life that you really want? You know, by this time, I'm wondering, you tell me, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Are you thinking about the same thing now, just locking onto one thing? Or, you know, by constantly asking that question, what it is that you really, really, really want, it's making you think higher and higher and differently. And so maybe I've been asking this for the last couple weeks, and now the picture that you put in your mind of that thing that you really want has changed. It's getting better. It's different than when you started. Or are you just making the picture that you created maybe a couple weeks ago or a couple days ago, it's just getting more and more clear, more and more crisp, more and more detail added to it, more dimension, more texture, more flavor, more dimension. Right? But what's that thing in life that you really, really, really want? You know, this morning I want to talk about, you know, pressure. I want to talk about pain. I want to talk about things that aren't necessarily all these rah, positive, feel-good type things that it seems like I talk about that a lot. I want to talk about the things to, you know, go for what you want, get excited about it, enjoy all the good times and work towards that, you know, wonderful thing somewhere in your future, right? Or focus on the positive. Seems like a lot of my conversations go that way during these Morning Connection podcasts. But I want to talk about the flip side of that, that I think in a lot of ways is really just as important. And depending on how you're wired, it can be even more important than always thinking all positive all the time, you know, and that's pain. That's pressure. You know, I have talked about deadlines throughout these podcasts, the importance of deadlines, how it makes you recruit all your mental, physical, emotional, psychological abilities because they have to be used to get something done by a certain date. And the more you believe in that date, that it must be done, that sense of urgency, the more you use all your talents, usually the better you do and actually even get it done because of that deadline. And it's the people who set deadlines without somebody else setting them for you, or those people who can create a sense of urgency, I just have to get this done, I have to perform at this high level because that's what I want, not because somebody else puts the sense of urgency on you. Those are the people who are usually, you know, they get more things done. Right? But, you know, pain, pressure, deadlines always aren't the most enjoyable things to deal with, right? They're not always so fun. And, you know, what I think about it is, you know, we have to deal with things in life all the time. And we grow from the experiences many times, from the experience that aren't so pleasurable, right? Sometimes, I don't know how it works for you, but some people are driven by, you know, the fear and the pain and the disgusting life or situation that they live that they say, no more, never again, I can't live this way anymore. It's that pain, it's that disgust, it's just having enough that gets them to use all that physical, mental, emotional, psychological ability to start using their time better, their resources better, to friggin' get up off their ass and get something done because they're sick and tired of it, right? That can be a very powerful driving force that I know that you've felt in your life. I've felt it many, many times in my life. But there's also that part of you who wants to think positive, that wants to believe that if you just keep on doing what you're doing, someday, somehow, if you just keep on thinking the way you're thinking and doing the same things, that your life is just going to be magically better, right? You just got to keep on keeping on. So keep up a stiff upper lip, keep a smile on your face, stay positive, right? The downside of that sometimes is, you know what you're doing sucks. You're thinking sucks. It ain't going to get you anywhere. It's just going to make you feel, by you rationalizing and putting off that pain and looking on the bright side of your bad situation, you know, and looking, and well, it's better than, having one leg missing, or take some extreme to compare your situation, doing whatever you can to not feel the pain, right? How that's going to hurt you in the long run too. And now you got to have that balance, because you don't want to make everything so miserable that you your life totally sucks. I understand that. You certainly, you know, we have this mechanism in our mind. Hell, if we make everything so horrible, no matter what our situation, maybe it is horrible, but if we make it too horrible in our mind, then people are, they're going to put a gun to their head, right? Can't deal with it, right? So you don't want to drive yourself so hard and focus in on all the negative that you make life so miserable and get depressed, right? But at the same time, you got to find that balance. You can't put off the pain where it's okay, because before you know it, your life is shitty and you have it all rationalized, right? It's that balance of being positive so it's not too painful, but don't absolve yourself of all the pain so you don't take action, so you don't use all that personal power, all that time that's really on your hands that you really have the time, right? All the people who can help you, who are willing to help you, all your intelligence, your mental, emotional, physical abilities, all those different skill sets that you have that could figure out this puzzle, that could figure out this game, this challenge, right? You could figure it out if you had enough pressure on yourself. You are that smart. You are that capable. And you've proven that so to yourself in a lot of times. And sometimes just hoping for the best, that picture of where you want to be, all the magical things, the positive, you know, sometimes, you know, if we just had to have that big, gigantic house, or we just had to have that relationship of our dreams, or if we just had to have that body that's just so awesome and those ripped abs and finally enter a bodybuilding contest or whatever it is we want, if we really were sold on the fact that having that awesome thing was so good, we would already be there, or be well on our way there. So if you're always picturing this awesome place to be, or have these awesome things, and you're not really getting closer, then you know what? Those things really aren't driving you, you know? And maybe it's because you've learned that your own situation isn't so bad. Look, I've got my friends, I've got my family, I've got my health. You know, yeah, I don't want those things, but you know, I got it pretty good here, right? As long as you're comfortable, you're not going to do whatever it takes to get to those things. But how do you do that? How do you use pain and pleasure to stimulate to actually take action so you actually get forward to that, you know, to move forward to actually have those things? You know, how do you play that balance in your mind? And maybe a thing is to look around to your friends or your family who you're just thinking, Jesus, how are they living with, I don't know, that body or those financial conditions? Or how do they put up with that relationship? Or, you know, somewhere along the line, they've rationalized, it's okay. It's okay with their values and their standards. And if it is okay, that is okay. But if they're putting off the pain, they're making it okay because they don't know how to get to the next level, man, maybe just, you know, addressing that full-on pain, maybe a better way to actually, you know, stimulate to you to actually make stuff happen. You know, I've got a coaching client, Adam, in Canada. And, you know, he was talking about, you know, this vision board that he made with all these things that he really wanted in his life. You know, the traditional things that you probably heard about, that maybe you have one yourself. But what he did on part of it was all the horrible things that if he didn't take action, if he didn't start thinking differently and doing things differently, all the horrible things in his life that would happen. And I don't really know all the specifics, but hell, I can think about myself. If I wanted to do the things that I don't want to happen, and maybe if it's not for me, maybe it's for my parents or, you know, my wife's family or something like that, you know, maybe I can resist, I can have a way of putting off the pain for myself. But if I just find a way that, if you don't take action, if you don't put this together, if you don't find a way to figure out this puzzle, this challenge, man, look at all these bad things in your future. You know, I don't know, if you don't take care of your health, that you're going to be this old man with these diseases, and you're going to be a burden to your family, right? If you don't get control of your weight, if you don't make health and fitness, right? You're going to be living with, you know, your daughter, your son, and you're going to be a financial burden on them where you could have taken care of, you could, 20 years before, you can start eating right, you know, and taking care of yourself and start exercising so you don't have those ailments and you can't work and whatever, right? I don't know. Paint a picture of you in that total despair and being a total burden on your family, right? Or, you know, you're living in the worst part of town in the worst conditions, you know, if you don't start using your talent. I mean, those are some finance, those physical things, those are financial things. Hell, a picture of you alone. I don't know, maybe put a picture of you at 62 years old and you're on a dating website or something like that, and you look in your inbox and there's nobody. Inbox has, you have zero messages, right? You know, I don't know, whatever it is. I used a physical example, a financial example, you know, a relationship example right there, horrible pictures, right? You know, those are the three things in life that people usually want to improve: it, financial, relationships, you know, or their health and their level of fitness, right? I just, you know, I don't know, top of my head, just put out three examples of horrible situations, right? That if you really lock in, oh, shit, I'm going to be 62 years old all alone on a little dating website. I'm going to be so unattractive to the opposite sex at 62 years old or whatever. My inbox is going to have zero. Oh, shit. Man, I'm 30 years younger than that, or 20 years younger, or whatever. Hell, I could be a day younger than that. That picture can make you say, hey, you know what? You know that thing that Skip says that, you know, I keep on blaming other people for my problems, or I keep on saying, oh, there's just such toxic people in my life. You know, and he's trying to open my mind that maybe I don't have the right strategies. Maybe, you know, my standards and the frames that I set with other people. Maybe I should start thinking about that right now. Because I got 20 years to not end up like that, and you got a picture of that pain in your mind, right? Pain can be a very, very powerful motivator. But here's the challenge, too, though, again, is that our brains, and it's like a self-survival mechanism, you know? We're not going to let ourselves feel the pain so much that it's always going to agitate us, you know? If we don't handle it right, we can learn how to just deaden ourselves to that. We can be looking at those pictures of the guy with the fat body who's a burden to his children, the guy in the poor financial situation, the guy with the online dating at 62 with the empty inbox or whatever. You can be looking at that all the time. Your brain, your out of survival, can just deaden that pain. Where, yeah. And I think that that's a lot of times that we do. What we do is that we get ourselves in situations that really aren't acceptable, but we learn how to live with it. You know, just something to think about. How do you balance that with yourself? You know what I mean? There is one thing that I did. This wasn't too long ago. And instead of spinning my situation in the most positive sense, I didn't say, well, you know, got this business working, or I have these opportunities in front of me and all this potential, and, you know, I achieved this in the past and did this. Instead of spinning my situation in the best possible scenario, being the most optimistic, I created this audio tape that just had everything, the worst scenario. Like, if I did not take action, if I didn't do this, this was going to happen. You know, they're not necessarily things, I didn't have to make them up, you know, I needed to improve certain areas of my life. If I didn't take action, I painted the worst case scenario, and I would play that, you know, and remind myself every once in a while. Pain, pleasure, pain, pleasure. How to use both of those to motivate us to get what we want. Man, the mind is it's a complicated very complicated thing, and we're all wired differently. So, you know, all these little strategies that I throw out are these things for you to think about. You know, you're going to have to tinker with them, with your background, the way you think. Maybe there's one strategy that can help you turn yourself on to be just become some machine and just live up your full potential and start having all the things in life that you really want. some things to think about this Sunday morning. Thanks for joining this Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.